Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
44-16 before 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Friday morning, June 24th. Highs of 100 degrees today and tomorrow, a 20% chance for showers today, 30% tomorrow, then the highs on Sunday, 94 with an increased chance for rain at 60%. I think we all know by now about the Supreme Court ruling yesterday as it relates to New York's gun law, but Dan Cialino, professor of law at Loyola, our friend, is going to help walk us through it and explain exactly what the ruling said. Good morning, Dane. How you doing?
Morning, Tommy. Just fine. How are you?
Very well, sir. Thank you, and thanks for taking the time. So this whole case revolved around what? How did it get to the Supreme Court?
Well, it came from New York State because New York State required anyone who wanted to carry a handgun out of the home to show some special need to the state. Why you needed a handgun permit, why you needed to carry out of the house. And the whole issue was whether or not the Second Amendment is offended by having to ask the government for permission to carry a gun out of the home. And in a this case has been watched for years by gun rights advocates, and it's the biggest case on the Second Amendment to come out since at least 2010. In the decisions, 6-3, of course, it was split on ideological lines with the three liberal justices dissenting. But 6-3, the court essentially held that there is no other constitutional right that worked the way that the New York courts said the Second Amendment worked. That is, you don't have to ask for permission to speak. You don't have to ask for permission to have a lawyer at trial. So you don't have to ask for permission to have the ability to carry a gun out of the home, essentially.
One thing I'm concerned about, and I'm reading from an article here, the law was struck down that required licenses to carry guns outside the home. But then I see the phrase concealed in there. So does this opinion say anything about open carry as opposed to concealed carry?
Well, that's one of those open questions after this opinion, is if a state allows you to carry outside of the home, but it's got to be open carry, that very well may satisfy Bruin, the rule as announced yesterday in this case. That's one of those open questions. But in New York, it was an absolute ban. You couldn't carry openly. You couldn't carry on a concealed basis until you got that permit. And that's what offended the Second Amendment in this case.
So if somebody from Louisiana, would they be able to, if they found Louisiana's law about needing a permit to carry concealed, because they had the deal with permitless carry in the legislature, it passed 1 year and the governor vetoed it, then last year did not pass. Would this be something that somebody from Louisiana could take to the Supreme Court, and do you think they would be likely to hear this?
And you really are picking around the open questions, and that's what, something that remains open. It would appear Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Roberts had a concurring opinion where they were trying to make clear that permitting is still going to be allowed under the Second Amendment. So it probably, even after Bruin, is going to be okay for the state of Louisiana to require you to get a permit to carry concealed. And to get that permit, of course, you have to take a gun safety course. You have to demonstrate some ability with live fire at a range. And you have to get recertified at least every 5 years or so. So those sorts of licensing and permitting requirements, as long as there's no discretion really to the governmental actors in issuing those permits, is probably going to be okay. But again, it's an open question. I think it would be a legitimate challenge under Bruin, this new Second Amendment case, to say that those are unreasonable burdens on your ability to carry a handgun, since you have to go to a day long, at least a day long course in order to be able to exercise your Second Amendment right.
So when it comes to New York, does this mean now if somebody wants to get on to, and I'll just take the most flagrant thing I can think of, if somebody wants to board a subway carrying an AR-15 with an extended magazine, they can?
No, there you go again. It's another one of those open questions, because there's a kind of history of regulating firearms in, quote, sensitive places. Things like courthouses, government buildings, those sorts of places. And it's likely that those sorts of regulations are still going to be permissible even under Bruin. So I would expect, and most people expect, that cities like New York City are going to change to shall carry permit or shall issue permit regime, which is they'll give you a permit, but they're not going to let you carry that gun on subways, for example. They're going to limit the types of guns you can carry. Right now in New York and California and other jurisdictions, there are magazine capacity restrictions. As you mentioned, for example, 10 rounds is typically what's found in those restrictions. Those are probably still going to be okay, but that's an open question.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back, and I think that's where practice meets reality, are because a lot of us have been in New York and ridden on subways, and I would just wonder, even if you're the most ardent Second Amendment defender, how would you feel with somebody getting on a subway in New York, given the characters that you're likely to encounter in New York on a subway with a cocked and locked AR or AK rifle? 6:51, 9 before 7, traffic now on WWL. 6:56, 4 till 7, couple of minutes left with Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola, talking about the Supreme Court's ruling yesterday on guns. Somebody texted in, Dane. It's an interesting question. I guess it's one of those things about the around the edges of the law, and it goes to a concealed carry law as opposed to open carry, because you're carrying a gun on your belt, and maybe the shirt tail is covering, or shirt. I guess it'd be the shirt tail is covering. Maybe it's not. What's the degree of open carry, et cetera? Did basically the Supreme Court leave this up to the states to decide, but what they said is you don't need a permit to carry a gun in general? I'm just trying to get to exactly what they said here.
Yeah, in fact, they permitting requirements likely can still exist after this Bruin opinion. What was different in New York and in several other states, it wasn't really just about New York, several other states require that in order to get that permit, you have to show some sort of special need beyond the general need for self-defense. That was the problem in Bruin that the court said the Second Amendment was offended by. So can states still impose licensing requirements? Can states restrict the types of guns people own? The places where they can carry those guns, the answer to all those questions is almost certainly yes, but they can't just have a blanket prohibition on carrying guns outside of the home without a special need.
I brought up an AK or an AR type rifle and how I don't know that I'd be comfortable sitting across in a subway from somebody carrying one of those, and you mentioned that, of course, New York could say, well, that's a place where you can't carry a gun, but in terms of the ruling, did they delineate between a handgun or a rifle or a long gun?
No, it only really focused on guns that are commonly used for self-defense, and that would presumably pistols. But there are millions of rifles across the country, millions and millions of them. So it would be interesting to see how, as you say, one of those AK or AR assault-type rifles would fare if a state or a municipality tried to limit those sorts of guns. I would suspect that this court would say the Second Amendment protects your right to have those guns because whether people like it or not, they are fairly common in America. In fact, that was one of the main points that the dissent by Justice Breyer and Kagan and Sotomayor made was that there's a lot of gun violence in the country, and we should allow governments to regulate guns. But, you know, this goes right to the heart of what the Supreme Court does and what the Constitution's about, and what we'll all be talking about whenever the abortion decision comes out today or next week is
somebody
who gets the right to decide.
Dane, real quick, I just want to get to this. They say the ruling only applies to handgun, but that's not true at all, is it, in terms of the wording of the opinion?
Well, right. The opinion dealt with handguns, but the question to which it would apply to other guns is one of those open questions.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Have a good day.
Thank you, Tommy.
Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola. When we come back, we'll talk to Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council member, about an ordinance that'll crack down on illegal car stunts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.